Meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 13011, John and Dorothea Ormsby, seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southeast side of William F. Street within the Dodds Addition subdivision. 911 address is 38332 William F. Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium residential, and the tax parcel is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 84. The applicant is requesting a 0.9-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing HVAC unit. We've received 5 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Is the applicant present?
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. And Mr. Chairman, would you prefer to swear in the witnesses now or at the conclusion when I'll ask them to confirm? That's up to you.
Whatever's your preference, counsel.
Your preference.
Since they're sitting down, I'll let them keep sitting down for the moment. This evening, I am representing John and Dorothea Ormsby. They are the applicants and the owners of the property that you can see the survey of on the screens around the room. That property is located on William F. Street, which is in the Rehoboth Beach zip code. That area is the area between Route 1 and Silver Lake. As you travel south on Route 1 and go over the Lewis and Rehoboth Canal, I'm actually never 100% certain of the exact boundaries of the Forgotten Mile, what people call the Forgotten Mile. But this property certainly likely qualifies, and if it's not itself within the Forgotten Mile, it's at least adjacent to the Forgotten Mile. With me here tonight are the Ormsbys, John and Dorothea. They were sitting right behind me when I was sitting down to my left and your right. And sitting next to them is Jay Yoder. He is the principal of Yoder Signature Homes, which is the general contractor who was performing the construction of their home. The Ormsbys acquired the property. You can see its location on the tax maps that are on the screens around the room. They acquired this property at the end of 2008. And what you see is the small home that was located on the property when they acquired it. As they have a family, they sought to expand this property and ended up removing the existing home from the property and contracting with Yoder Signature Homes for the design and construction of a new home located on the property. In 2023, Yoder Signature Homes pulled a building permit for that property, and construction on the new home was undertaken. The home is presently very close to completion. In fact, it only needs a final inspection in order to receive a certificate of occupancy. What is keeping that from occurring is 2 HVAC units in the rear yard of the property. You can see them, the cursor is encircling them. Those 2 HVAC units, which are less than 5 feet from the rear property line, leading to this evening's request for a variance. That variance is a little bit less than 11 inches if you were making this application by its actual dimensions. The question, so I don't bury the lead too much, the question you're likely asking yourself is, how did we get here? How did this occur? And the answer is fairly simple. And as we heard earlier this evening, I know that the board often appreciates when there is a general contractor who comes to the board in these circumstances, and Mr. Yoder has made himself available. But the setbacks were determined for this house. The house was slid forward 2 feet to accommodate the HVAC. What wasn't accommodated was the area that's required between the HVAC unit and the house itself, so that there's air on all four sides of the HVAC unit. As the board knows, and frankly even this evening's meeting would indicate, the board does not typically see variance requests for 10.8 inches or those types of variance applications. And that's because the county enacted the administrative variance process. And so variances of a foot or less, and this would certainly qualify for that, are not variances that come to the board except in limited circumstances. And if you looked at the application as it was filed, you'll see the box that was checked was the box for administrative variance. At one point, it was thought that this could be handled administratively. However, the Planning and Zoning Office takes the position that on reduced setback lots, that there are no such things as administrative variances, and thus the variance application is in front of you this evening. The lot in question easily qualifies for the reduced setbacks that are found in the code. As you are aware, reduced setbacks are applicable to lots that are less than 10,000 square feet in size because they were created before that lot dimension was enacted by the code, and thus they are pre-existing non-conforming lots. In this case, as you can see on the survey, the lot is a 50 by 100 lot, so it is half the size of a conforming lot in the MR, medium density residential district. And again, thus is not a code compliant lot, being only half the size. In addition, due to the size of the lots in this area, as you can see on the survey, there's a table on the right hand side of the screen that talks about the average setback. And for this lot, it's specifically 23.2 feet. And again, the MR district, and for lots less than 10,000 square feet, more specifically, if you're on the lots were created before a certain date and time, you can use the average front yard setback with homes on the same side of the street within 300 feet. And that's what the surveyor is showing there. And that distance is 23.2 feet. As I mentioned at the outset, when the home was being set on the lot, Yoder Signature Homes used a surveyor, and the home was actually moved again about 2 feet forward of the rear setback line to allow room, seemingly to accommodate those HVAC units that you see on the survey. However, when the HVAC contractor arrived at the site, he of course set the pad and set those units. And those units are set about 10 or 11 inches away from the house to allow there to be air on all four sides of the units. And thus those units encroach that same distance, that same 10 or 11 inches into the rear setback. The Ormsby submitted some pictures to the Board of Adjustment this past week. And that is a picture. You can see the HVAC units on the sort of in the center, right in the center of the picture. And this is a good picture. It shows the rear yard. You can see the rear yard area and what would be immediately adjacent to those, a little over 4 feet away, would be a tall vinyl fence to the neighbor who I believe is sitting here with us this evening. She just raised her hand. If we go to the next picture. That's just showing that the height of this encroachment is roughly 2 feet. It's difficult to read exactly, but that's the approximate dimension there of those units. The next. This is, of course, taken from the other side of the house, looking the opposite direction. And again, you can see the vinyl fence on there. You can see where the HVAC units are located. You can also see how close they are to the house. Mr. Yoder could speak to this, but that's as close as they're allowed to be based on the manufacturer's recommendations and specifications. And if you look in the foreground, you can actually see that this is consistent with this area. You can see there are sheds and other items that go right back up. And of course, that's just the nature of lots in this area between Route 1 and Silver Lake. And I think there might be one more picture. Again, this is another good picture. You can see the sheds and such in the foreground of this area that they actually appear to, it's not a survey, but they actually appear to be encroaching and are likely pre-existing non-conforming as well. Again, another picture of that same rear yard area. As the board is very familiar with, and we've heard a number of times this evening, five factors. I just shorted you one. There are five factors for the granting of a variance. The first is the uniqueness of the property, and essentially that there are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including things like irregularity, narrowness, shallowness, lot size, or shape, that are peculiar to the particular property and that the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. As is indicated on the survey itself that you see around the rooms, this lot has a unique size in the MR zoning district of 5,000 square feet. As mentioned earlier, that's one half of a conforming lot size. In addition, of course, the lot having a width of 50 feet means that it is 25 feet short of having the width that's typically required to have a code-compliant lot in the MR zoning district. The second factor is that the property cannot otherwise be developed and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Would certainly argue that having working HVAC on a property is a reasonable use and a necessity on a property. But when you look at the survey with respect to this, there are no other locations where these HVAC units can be located and not run into the exact same setback problems or issues that are presently in front of the board here this evening. And so this variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the problem of the property. Certainly the only other option at this point, which would be a significant undertaking, would be to tear down portions of the home for this 10 or 11 inches for these HVAC units. The third factor is that it is not created by the applicant. The applicant did not create the situation as it, they hired a contractor, had the home designed, the contractor asked a surveyor to put the stakes in, and ultimately the home was set. And again, between some miscalculation or miscommunication about that they needed more than 2 feet for the HVAC units, not just the 2 feet for the units themselves, but also for the gap between the HVAC units and the home. The result, of course, is why we are here this evening, and that is why we would say it is not created by the applicant. The fourth factor is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and we would argue that this certainly will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. These are very small lots in this area, and you saw pictures indicating, of course, exactly the same scenario, how it repeats itself. And you will all likely probably recall that just earlier this year, in May, case number 12931, there was a variance granted, included a rear yard setback of 2.96 feet for in addition to an existing shed. And that, again, was in this Dodds addition, a part of Sussex County, about a street, one street over from this. Within the project materials that you have in the online docket, the staff showed a map that included, you can see all the various variance applications that exist, and there's a number of them, and that is, again, due to the site. You can see most of these lots, except for when a person has a double lot, are gonna have that 5,000 square foot size that creates this difficulty, and you can see the all the various variance applications in what's called Dodd's addition to this area just east of Route 1. A further indication that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood is, of course, the letters of support that you have in the file. They are from the neighbors on either side and the neighbors directly across the street. The neighbor I referenced earlier lives to the rear of the property. She did not file a letter of support. The fifth factor for the granting of a variance is that it's the minimum variance that will afford relief. And the distance that the HVAC units are from the rear of the house is the minimum distance that they can be set. So it is certainly the minimum distance that would allow for the HVAC units to be located there, and the minimum variance that would afford the relief so that this home can move to final inspection and completion. This time I'm gonna ask one of the Ormsbys or both to come up. If you could state your name and address.
Sure. John Ormsby, 38332 William F. Street, Rehoboth Beach.
So do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Ormsby, are you the owner of the property that was just described and we can see on the screens around the room?
Yes, I am.
And are you familiar with the application that I just presented to the board on your behalf?
Yes.
You've heard the information that I presented to the board this evening. Was everything stated true and accurate?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Anything else you'd want to add to the board, or is that?
No, thank you. Just if there are any questions, happy to answer.
Okay. Mr. Yoder? Could you introduce yourself to the board?
Jay Yoder, owner of Yoder Signature Homes.
And your address?
10222 Woodyard Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Yoder, are you the general contractor for the construction of the Ormsby's home?
I am.
You've heard the information that I presented to the board this evening. Was what I presented true and correct?
Yes, it was.
And specifically, was it a miscommunication or miscalculation between you and the HVAC contractor that resulted in this gap of 10, almost 11 inches for this HVAC unit?
Yes, it was.
For all of these reasons, the Ormsby's would ask that the requested variance be granted, and certainly myself, Mr. Yoder, and Mr. and Mrs. Ormsby are here to answer any questions that the board may have.
Questions?
No question, just a comment. Mr. Yoder, I want to thank you for coming.
It is appreciated. I'm familiar with this area. I don't see any problem with this myself. But Mr. Sharp?
I'm going to presume that it does appear to be potentially some room in the front of the building. I'm guessing that's probably a garage underneath the house. Is that right?
That is correct. And there is no access. There's no way to get from the basement to that front part of the garage because it's concrete floor.
All right.
The air handler's in the basement and it has to go through the wall to a pad.
So it's an impossibility to have those units relocated to the front. Then.
Correct.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, Mr.
It does, thank you.
Let me have a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? May come forward and be sworn in. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sandra Skidmore, 38373 James A. Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And where is your property?
Immediately behind.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
The request is reasonable. Oversights have been made, but I don't see any reason to completely revise what's going on in the back of the house. I think it's reasonable, and I have no objection to it.
Thank you. Anyone else present that would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13011 for Mr. John and Dorothea Ormsby and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13011 for John and Dorothea Ormsby for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I do believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I do not believe the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe with the measurement being under a foot that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 4-0, your case is approved. Next case.
Case
Case number 13013 for Thomas Burke seeks a variance from the maximum lot coverage requirement for a proposed and existing structure, section 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located east of Harbor Road within the Malone's Bayside Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 14 Harbor Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 6.00-4575, Lot Number 7. The applicant is requesting a 17% variance from the 35% max allowable lot coverage in a manufactured home park. We've received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and one mail return.
And before we get started, Board, I will remind the Board that you heard an application for this same property on September the 23rd, so that's why it may look familiar to you coming when you're reviewing your packet. The Board at that meeting approved, though the findings have not yet been finalized yet, the approval of variances from the separation distance requirement and side yard setbacks for sheds, HVAC, and a proposed manufactured home. I will note that as part of that, the Board did make a modification as to the variances that were sought and required that the home be moved to the north 1 foot, the HVAC be moved to the north 1 foot, and the screen porch be reduced in size to reduce some of the variances that were sought at that initial request. You may recall that at that hearing, it was discovered that when looking at the site plan, that it actually exceeded the maximum square footage allowable, the coverage. So because of that, it was not advertised. We had to bring that portion back. And in its decision, the Board decided to, you know, not make a decision on that part of the request. But we do have as my understanding, and certainly I believe Mr. Burke will swear him in a minute, can testify as to whether there's been any changes to that. But I wanted to make it clear as a reminder to the Board what you had previously decided back in September. And with that, Mr. Burke, I believe that's your name.
Yes, correct.
Can you state your full name and address for the record?
Yes, Thomas J. Burke III. I reside at 26 Edgewood Road, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19382.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. And this might be some repetition on his part, but for the record, I'd like to state this, that as most of you already know, for this trail replacement, I was recently approved for a setback and separation variance under case number 12990, with an exception that I reduced my proposed deck and porch from 11 feet wide to 10 feet wide. And at the time, I assumed that the lot area coverage was included in this variance, as it was annotated on the professional lot survey drawing that was performed and submitted with the variance. But during the last hearing, it was brought up. At the time, I did not realize it was already on the application. Just last week, after reviewing the application that was the previously submitted, I noticed it was actually annotated on the first page of the application. In the variance special use appeal requested section, this brief description was written as follows. Variance from separation distance and lot coverage. So I believe this could have been and should have been part of the original variance application. I'm not sure how this was overlooked, or maybe there wasn't enough details in the description, you know, to have this jump out at you that was part of this. But so here we are again. And on this last request, I believe that the difference between the old structures and the new installation is negligible, based on the fact that I already have an existing 12-foot by 40-foot long porch and deck. And I don't believe that's annotated on this drawing here. The one that's existing is showing the new proposed deck. The old one is actually still there, but that's going to be demolished as part of this installation with the new one being installed. That's going to be basically 2 foot narrower than there is now. So that's the end of my presentation. Any questions or anything else you need to know or need to do?
Questions?
Well, if I may, Mr. Burke, we do have an entirely new record on this case that needs to be built up about the property, the uniqueness of the property, and what you're proposing to do.
Yes.
So even though the Board has approved the separation distances and what you've done before, you still need to meet the other standards. And I will note that the lot maximum, the maximum square footage requirement is a different and distinct variance from what you previously sought previously. So I want to make sure that we're clear that you need to address that as well. And I think you should go through those five standards in your presentation, because I don't believe you've done that yet.
Okay. I will do that, yes. I know the, being though it's a new variance, I'll do that now. Uniqueness of the property, need relief for impervious coverage for replacing the trailer and the deck porch. I believe I talked about before the requirement from the park owner requiring me to replace my trailer because it's older and shabby looking, and it's kind of an eyesore, built in the 60s. He wants me to have a better looking place because it's the first one you see when you come in from the water. That's actually the second bullet, actually. The park owners require me to replace the trailer with new. The existing trailer is old from 1968. It has mold issues and general degradation. As far as not created by the applicant, no exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. A new trailer will be an enhancement, improvement of aesthetics and functionality. And the minimum variance requested, I have the attached drawing and everything on there about that. And like I said earlier, the proposed deck and porch will be 10 feet wide instead of 11 foet wide. That's a condition of case 12990. This is a reduction of 36 square feet. I think I already stated the fact that the difference between what's there already and what's going in isn't really that much more. And there's also things that are going to be leaving. There's back steps that are going to be gone as part of this installation. That's the front. It's around the back. It's actually not showing on there. It's on the right of way. And that's going to be torn out of there also. That's all I have, really. And I did take some measurements of the existing porch, and it's a 40 by 12, so that's 480 square feet, and then it's a 50 by 10 is gonna be 500 square feet, so that's only 20 square foot more, really, that I'm adding. Now, if I was to reduce it to 9 foot, 50 by nine, that'd be 450 square feet. That'd be 30 foot reduction if that's necessary, but I'm hoping to stick with the original plan that I submitted. And then if I had to, I could possibly do that in the spirit of, you know, impact, but I think that it's still a negligible difference to 1 foot.
Do you know what the existing lot coverage is now?
I think it's
without this new improvements that you're proposing.
I didn't do the calculation of that, but it is written on the drawing, I guess. But I don't know if that's for the proposed. It said 52%, did it?
It says that, but I read that to be the proposed,
yeah, the
and proposed. Whatever's proposed to stay after all the work is done.
Like I said, the building is going to be a little bit bigger. It's going to be, instead of a 10 by 50, it's going to be a 60 by 16. And then the deck's going to get reduced from 12 to 10 feet. And it's basically a screen and porch with an open deck on the end, on the side towards the east side.
Well, it appeared to me that from just looking at the site plan, that a large part of the expansion is the actual dwelling itself.
Yeah.
Your older dwelling was, as you, I think you indicated, a 1960s model.
Yeah.
What was the size of that prior dwelling?
That's 10 by 50. That's the size of that older trailer, yes.
And how big is the new one?
It's going to be 60 by 16, an extra 6 foot wide.
Okay. So it's 10 feet longer and an extra 6 feet wider.
That's right, yes.
All right. So that's going to be a substantial part, I would believe, of the impervious coverage. I'd probably, if I had to guess, it's probably the amount to exceed, you know, that part of the code. You also have on here, what you're saying is the deck and the porch area, I guess, are similar in size to what currently exists. Is that right?
It's actually going to be smaller. It's going to be reduction. It was 12 foot wide, and I'm going to go to 10 based on the board's recommendation in the last hearing.
Okay. So they're going to be smaller than what you currently have?
Yes, the width will be smaller. Yes, that's correct.
And then, of course, we have the two existing sheds that are on the property well. So that gets all calculated.
Yeah, I understand that, yes.
Okay. So really, the growth there is because of the dwelling. And I know that they don't necessarily build manufactured homes today like they did in the 1960s. Were you able to find a dwelling of a similar size?
Yeah, so this plan I have is really going to fit the needs. And it's really hard to find that design, actually, because most of them have the living room and the kitchen in the middle with the bedrooms on the end. This, what that does, it eliminates the use of the hallway. This one here is nice because I have the living area and the kitchen towards the water, and you know where the better view is going to be and everything else. And the sleeping area is going to be in a quieter area away from the boat traffic, you know, towards the street, I guess you could say, a quiet street in the bathrooms. So I was lucky to find this design. And like, there's minimum amounts of design when they go in that small of a size. There's not really a lot to choose from out there. I did quite a bit of research.
I think what Mr. Sharp is asking you is they don't make the, if they, the trailer the size of the one that you have now, there's probably not one that's made that's that size any longer. They've all gotten bigger.
Yeah, it seems to be that way, yes. Yeah. So I did quite a bit of looking and went to several different places, Oakwood Homes right down the road and Clayton Homes, and they didn't have anything in that category so much anymore.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You may have a seat, sir. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 13013 for Mr. Thomas Burke and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13013 for Mr. Thomas Burke for the requested variance pending on a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. For the following reasons, the property does have unique physical conditions. Due to such physical circumstance or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. Exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved.